Amanda Summers is a program coordinator for the Minnesota FFA Foundation. Amanda, if I didn't know better, I'd say I've got some inklings that this is National FFA Week.
It sure is. We are really excited to be celebrating National FFA Week. And we have lots of events going on throughout the state. Our chapters are busy promoting events throughout their chapters. And here at the Foundation, we're excited to celebrate by having a Give FFA Day celebration as well.
Before we get to that, I am kind of disappointed that this blizzard moved in, causing a hiccup in a lot of FFA chapters' activities, but they improvise. A number of them have been postponed till next week. We celebrate National FFA Week whenever we can, right?
That's right. In our eyes, every day, every week could be National FFA Week.
Let's talk a little bit more, Amanda, about the Give FFA program that's going on today. It doesn't matter if it's snowing and blowing, does it, for that?
It sure doesn't. No, it's a great day to be indoors and celebrating our Give FFA Day. Give FFA Day is a one-day giving campaign that we at the Minnesota FFA Foundation support National FFA Week. And this year, all of our profits that we raise during Give FFA Day are going to directly to support our Minnesota Ag Education teachers to show them that we appreciate what they do. And without our teachers, we wouldn't have FFA within our members. And so this is a great way. Everybody that was involved in FFA has a story to share about their teacher, and we're really excited to hear and learn and support our teachers in any way we can.
Well, it's really mind-boggling when you think about what those FFA advisors do with a number of preps every day, and then with all the CDEs, it's almost like they're coaching multiple sports the entire year and most times during the summer besides.
That's correct. And especially now more than ever, they're helping out with study halls and different activities during the time if they even have a prep time. And so not only do they, you know, help with other classes, but they also have to get ready for their own classes within that time. So they are juggling a lot of hats, and that's, you know, just what they're doing in the classroom, but they're also really working every day on their FFA activities and building our next generation of agriculture leaders on a daily basis. And so we are truly grateful for everything our teachers do, and without them, we wouldn't experience the growth that we're experiencing right now in Minnesota FFA. So we are incredibly grateful for all they do.
And when you think about it, they get to know their students and then encourage them to try different things and help them find their passion.
That's correct. That's correct. They wear a lot of hats, right? And they know a lot about a lot of things, and really promoting to our students what type of SAE might be the best fit for them, or which class might be the best class that they would most enjoy, or what that looks like for future plans with a college and what might be a better fit for them too. So our teachers know a lot about a lot of things, and that's really, you know, they put a ton of time into making sure our students have the best experiences possible, and also prepare them for future leaders going forward and what they're going to do with their future plans as well.
So how can someone get involved in the Give FFA Day today?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go to our website, mnffafoundation.org, and they can make a donation there. They can share about it on their social media, or they can donate on our Facebook page too as well, Minnesota FFA Foundation. They can also, of course, mail us a check if that's what's interest to them. We have a lot of ways they can give, and those are just a few of them.
And it all helps. Sometimes you think of the Minnesota FFA Foundation, it's only big agribusinesses and other businesses that value the importance of what the FFA does. But individuals make a difference too.
Absolutely, they do. Any gift is really, you know, $5 to $500. Any gift makes a difference. And, you know, what better way for our individuals who had a great experience in FFA to give back to such an organization that was so important to them than through these special giving days, right? And this is a really great way to show their appreciation and assist with growing Minnesota FFA and moving forward.
Speaking of growing, it's mind-boggling about new chapters that IMC start around our listing area and around Minnesota.
Yeah, we are growing leaps and bounds. There's currently about 16,000 FFA members in Minnesota. We have almost 40,000 students who are studying ag and natural resource and science classes in Minnesota. We have added 25 new chapters in the last 3 years, and I believe the last number I heard was that there were 10 or 12 more chapters and schools that are interested in getting started in FFA. And so we are, of course, in a teacher shortage, right, to meet the demand of all those new chapters. But that's a good problem because it shows that Minnesota FFA is really growing, and students and communities are, administrators are really seeing the value of FFA and what that has to offer to our students.
It's exciting for me when I'm talking with FFA kids at the state or national convention, and I ask about future plans and going to college, majoring in education. One might say, and I said, well, that degree is so diverse. What are you hoping to do? I really then get excited when they say, I want to be an ag teacher.
That's right. That's right. Just the other day, I had a conversation with a student who has a little bit of an interest in being an ag teacher, and there is nothing more exciting than that, right? The position is incredibly rewarding. While it doesn't, you know, come without challenges, of course, or a lot of work to be there, it's pretty rewarding to see the results of what you can accomplish as an ag teacher.
So once again, Give FFA Day is today, and there's many ways that you can do it.
Yes, absolutely. We appreciate all of the support.
Amanda Summers, Program Director for the Minnesota FFA Foundation.